have you talked to Ralphie lately?
No, I did not. Not since the Great Indian. Not since the Great Engine controversy.
We talked to him last week, I thought.
We talked to him before the engine controversy. Yeah. We called and locked him in for the cruise, and then the whole, went down.
Yeah, that happened on Thursday, was the Indian thing.
Well, we talked about it on Thursday.
Yeah.
Of the show. But why? Have you?
No, I've just seen his tweets, and I'm just,
What's he tweeting now? Is he fighting with people, or is he still defending the Indian thing?
Yeah, no, just a lot of, I'm not racist. I do not have an ounce of hatred in me for anyone, blah, blah, blah. That he's going to meet with all kind of Native American leaders.
Oh, my God. Really?
And people are protesting his shows, and he said, I'll listen. I'll come out there, and I'll sit, and I'll listen, and I'll talk with you. And yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, Jesus. Listen to me. I can tell you right now, Ralphie has never displayed any sort of racist anything to me off the stage. There's a difference between what somebody does and says things, whether in character or telling jokes. I have never seen Ralphie. I believe him when he says he doesn't have any hate in him. He's probably one of the most nicest, generous people you'll ever meet.
How could you even hate Indians? Like, I don't understand where the hate would be. There's really, we're the ones, like, white Europeans are the people that should be hated.
Don't lump me in there. Yeah. I didn't do anything. I was born here, a free American.
My people who came from other lands.
Your people came from Jersey.
Spread disease.
You know who did it? Oh, Christopher Columbus.
Yes. Supposedly. I mean, we don't really know how it all went down.
Oh, now you're saying maybe not him.
Listen to me. He was a worker. He was hired by the Spaniards. So if anything, you got to blame the Spaniards. You can't blame the Italian for just carrying out the job he was asked to do.
I can tell you it wasn't Seamus McGrady. I can tell you that much. We didn't have anything to do with it.
Sorry, you couldn't. Your people couldn't handle it.
Did he do the job that he was hired to do? Because I thought he found America by accident.
Yeah, he was supposed to go to India.
Okay,
yeah,
so let me ask you at the end of the day. Yeah. At the end of the day, what would you rather have, India or America?
Well,
okay, thank you.
I didn't get an answer.
What would you rather have? You'd rather have India?
America.
Okay.
But he was hired to do a job, and he did it wrongly, so I not really.
He didn't do it wrongly.
Yeah. He
did it wrongly.
Yeah.
He did it wrong.
He didn't do it wrongly. They
asked him to find India, and he found America.
No, they didn't ask him to find India. They asked him to find the new world. He thought what he found was India,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't. In fact, he discovered this great new land called America.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't discover it.
The Indians discovered it, and then he came and killed them all.
He didn't kill them all.
Famine. And
he didn't kill them all. He negotiated with them. He was like, I have some beads for you.
What a negotiation. You give me your land, and I'll murder all of you anyway.
Listen, and now we have Thanksgiving, Rob, so why are you so...
That is not why we have Thanksgiving, Carmen.
No, she's right.
That is not...
They made up. The Indians brought the turkey... Columbus brought
and maize. Don't forget maize.
And maize, and Columbus brought the pie. So you're welcome, America.
That is not wrong. And Columbus came over on what ship?
Santa Maria.
Did you say Santa?
Santa.
Uh-huh. There were three ships.
I know, but I got one.
And the Mayflower.
Suck it.
Who was on the Mayflower?
Brad.
Brad Columbus?
No.
Just Brad.
I didn't say a last name.
Just Brad?
You don't need to know. It's a secret.
Okay.
So that's who my uncle is named after.
Brad Pilgrim?
Brad the Explorer?
Yeah.
Okay. And Brad came over on the Mayflower, and that's before or after Columbus?
After.
Mm-hmm.
Suck it.
And what did he do?
Brought pie.
He brought more pie?
More pie, because there was so much.
It went so good for Columbus that Brad was like, load up the ship. Put extra pecan on there. We got a big deal to make.
No, there was so much turkey that they had to balance out the weight of the turkey with more pie.
Okay. And Brad brought the turkey to who?
No, the Indians brought the turkey.
I'm sorry. Brad brought the pies to the Indians.
Yeah.
And what did they talk about?
Rock. Uh-huh. And that's where they had Thanksgiving dinner.
So, Columbus didn't fit into that.
Yeah.
Right, you made a mistake there. What did Columbus do?
Columbus found this world.
Right.
He's kind of an ass.
Why?
Because he had Napoleon syndrome.
No, he didn't. He was actually very tall. What is Napoleon syndrome?
Napoleon's the short guy.
Right, what is Napoleon syndrome?
It's when you're short. It's like Rob. When you're short
and you're angry
and you're mad at everyone because you're being short. Yeah, you can't do anything about it.
Columbus was 6'7".
You don't know that.
I do. It's well documented in history.
And according to Google, it's 6'5".
He won the first slam dunk contest.
It was what, 6'5"?
6 foot. Six.
Oh,
even.
Still,
6 foot back then was very tall.
Right, without his shoes on.
No.
Okay, so he was 6 foot.
Okay.
So you said, therefore, Napoleon complex wouldn't apply.
I don't
apply.
Know. I just wanted to bring up Napoleon because I knew the complex.
And who is Napoleon?
What is his... What is his last name?
Syndrome.
No.
Napoleon was also an explorer.
Okay, and what did he discover?
Water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was find that.
Believed to be that the world was nothing but dirt until Napoleon got to the water.
The world was flat.
Uh-huh.
And Napoleon didn't fall off, so therefore... It was round.
Right. That's why they call him Napoleon the Round.
Carmen, I will let you do this. Google Napoleon, what his last name is, and you still won't get it right.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't spell Napoleon. That's not fair.
Well, that's not what we were banking on, but still.
Okay.
Yeah. And go Google.
Dynamite? No.
No.
That's not his last name. Bonaparte?
Yep. There you go. Bonaparte! What's up, people? I'm Napoleon, and it's time to party with Bonaparte!
Oh. Now, without looking, what did Napoleon do?
Napoleon was a French military and political leader who rose to prominence during the French Revolution and led several successful campaigns.
Did not find water.
Well,
did not sail the flat earth.
Thought it was flat because there is no flat earth. So that was a trick question.
Okay. You're losing me now. Okay. So what do we decide? Who's worse, Napoleon or Columbus or Brad the Pilgrim?
No, Brad's awesome.
Leave
Brad out of this.
Because at the end of the day, all Brad did was bring pies to the turkey giving Indians.
Right.
Columbus. He didn't want anything.
Columbus made the Indian slave. And Napoleon was an ass. So I'm going to go.
He made them slaves? How come we don't have Indian slaves now?
Whoa. You can't say that, sir.
No, I'm asking.
Because we as people grew and decided slavery was bad. So therefore, we let the Indians be free and run casinos on their own land.
But we kept the blacks as slaves, or we let them all go at the same time?
We let those go afterwards.
Well,
those slaves.
Right.
Hey, listen, at the end of the day, never mind. I was about to say something really bad.
Yeah.
That's the
whole point of talking to you.
I know. At the end of the day, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff happens.
Right. At the end of the day, hey.
Yeah.
Mike Caldesciolo.
Yeah, I need Galvin's permission for something.
Mike Caldesciolo.
Good morning, Mr. Caldo. It's Nicholas. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
I was hoping to get on before Avo, but you keep putting him on before me.
I know. I just randomly grabbed the phone call, so I didn't see who was who. What's going on?
I just haven't talked to you in a couple weeks, so I wanted to welcome you back and also say that I missed Rob on Friday.
You did?
You were the one?
Mm.
I was the one, yes. And also, Galvin, thank you for the book. I'll come by and pick it up sometime soon.
You got it, buddy. I wrote a book just for Nick.
You wrote him a book?
Yeah, I wrote it. It's all about Napoleon.
What kind of book you guys share? What do you got, like Oprah's book club?
No, I tweeted out pictures of my book collection that I was getting rid of at the garage sale, and he wanted to buy one. I said, you can have it. I'll put it
up. What book is it?
The Johnny Carson biography.
Okay. All right. Well,
is it signed?
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, it's signed by Napoleon.
Where did you go Friday?
Huh?
Oh. Okay.
I had some friends come into town, so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you do, okay, because Spanish, it went on a cruise.
Yeah.
And he'll be back tomorrow. He's probably back today, but he'll be back on the air with us tomorrow.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know when he was leaving.
Yeah, it's like a Friday to a Thursday to
Monday.
Yeah,
he'll be back today.
Oh, yeah, it was the same thing he went on before because he was telling me.
How many do we let him go on before we tell him he can't go on anymore?
Well, I think the last one was
second cruise.
Yeah, but it was in between years. Like, they're at Christmas break, so he gets vacation time. It resets in between the last time he took one and now.
What? I'm sorry, Carmen, what's that?
I didn't say, but still, he went on the Mike Calta cruise, so he's still going on two cruises a year.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
that'll be three this year because he went to the Celta Cruz in September, the other one in November, December-ish, and then this one. So
yeah, he's cruising full.
So maybe we don't let him go on the next cruise. No, I'm just joking.
If I thought we could pull it off without you people writing it out on social media, I would have Carmen break the news to Spanish tomorrow. Hey, while you were out, we decided that you're the one that has to stay back this year because you've been on so many cruises.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, he'd flip out.
I think this whole thing of him not going and him running the board started in his own head because I sit in the meeting every week where that was originally supposedly brought up and heard it.
No, listen, this is what I think. I have a thing. I have a little
theory.
A theory.
There you go.
Thanks, all right, Calvin. Brad, go ahead.
Okay. So Spanish said that our destroyer is the one who brought that up.
Right.
He's the one.
John Brennan.
Yeah. I mean, you call him that. I call him the destroyer.
Right.
He's the one who came up with that idea. But I think John Brennan he did say that, but because he doesn't want me to go on the cruise, so he knew Spanish would throw me under the bus. So John Brennan was like, hey, Spanish, you can't go on the cruise unless we can find someone else. So then Spanish was like, oh, me?
Why didn't John want you to go on the cruise?
Because last year.
What happened last year?
The year before.
No, just last year.
What happened last year?
Last year, I was having fun.
Uh-huh.
And someone, you know, was just kind of didn't bring his board shorts to the party.
Oh, you're saying that you were trying to have fun and John was just sticking the mud?
I mean, you said it, not me.
What kind of fun were you having that John would be so against?
I was having some girl-on-girl fun.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
In the middle of a restaurant.
Well, you're welcome, America.
In the middle of a high-end steak restaurant.
On a cruise? Come on.
I was next. You were next to my family's table.
Yeah, you're welcome,
Tom. Making out with another girl. I think Tom probably enjoyed it a little bit. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You're welcome.
We weren't complaining.
I did it just for you. Mm. But so that's my theory, I think. But I just want to let John know I am not capable of doing anything you want me to do while you guys are on the cruise, so I have to go.
That's good job security. Hey, I can't do anything here.
Completely incapable of running the show while you guys are gone.
Basically. So really, leaving me behind is just kind of insulting.
I have the same argument because if you leave us, look what happened with Ian Bag. So it's just as bad. Right. So really, the only person is Spanish.
What if we leave Carmen and Spanish together? They can do everything.
Carmen is so much fun on the cruise.
Thank you.
But also,
how do you know?
I got to watch her make out with every single person, and I was sitting there going, oh, yeah.
Almost every single person.
Including your wife. Hey, yeah.
You did not make out with my wife.
I did.
You force kissed her on
the
face.
She liked it.
Mm, she still talks about it.
I know, exactly. You're welcome.
No. Okay. Well, look, if it's up to me, I want you guys to go. So.
I know, but this is the thing. Like, why would...
If it's up to me.
Hey, it's your cruise.
I'm just saying, if I have any say in it.
And I was going to say, why is that ever an issue? Or, like, why was that ever brought up is what I want to know.
Why was what brought up?
Like, one of us not going.
Because Spanish made it up in his head he's insecure.
Okay. If it really was that, then okay. Which is way more liable than my story.
Yeah, it is more liable.
Yeah, totally liable. Stop being so cheesy.
Mike, call the show, though.
Yeah, I'm calling.
Why are you keep calling back?
Can we block his number?
Calling Spanish.
No, you're not allowed to call here anymore.
Call Spanish on his cell phone.
1 week ban. You're not allowed to call back till next Monday.
That's it.
Say I'm avocado and I'm banned. I'm avocado and I'm banned.
The band?
Okay, no. I'm avocado and I'm banned.
Oh, I thought you said
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It's going to go to 2 weeks. It's your last chance.
I'll shut up.
Nope.
That's with the bully, you get the horns.
I'm avocado and I'm banned.
I'm avocado and I'm banned till tomorrow.
Nope. Till next Monday. 1 week, no soup.
Sorry, I can't do that.
Oh.
Well, I can do it. You ready?
No.
2 weeks. Now it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I got you. Your ass is mine.
6803. Not answering.
Then how about if I just show up?
What?
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good idea. Show up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just show up and call.
I'll have you sit outside and play your guitar in the lobby. I don't care. As long as you don't come near me. Ben. 2 weeks. Ben.
No.
Yes.
Try and kiss that lawnmower.
You can't know my band.
2 days.
Banned. One week.
Banned until Monday.
22 is a good number.
2 weeks now. It's definitely locked in. Two weeks.
2 days.
Dare me to give you 3 weeks?
No.
Okay. See you in 2 weeks. Officially banned.
No.
Mike Cal, the show, hello.
Yes, Pearl Jam.
Banned.
Oh, my God.
Banned.
Guys.
Banned. I refuse to take any more phone calls.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.